proclamation number 4875 dated the April 6, 1950. Spiritual turning point is not a reversal but renewed banishment. Development for the better is no longer possible on this earth. People will not even remain on the same level but descend constantly. They live beyond all bounds and distance themselves from me to such an extent that they live their earthly life entirely without strength. Hence it is totally pointless. And therefore a substantial change is intended to put an end to humanity's spiritual decline and to pave a new path which will lead to an ascent again. You humans are unaware of my plan of salvation apart from the few to whom I reveal myself. But you would be able to take notice of it were you at all interested in the issue as to what forms the basis of all events around you. Yet your questions are different. The questions you are concerned with only relate to earthly advantages, to ways and means of procuring a wealth of earthly goods. You only increase your knowledge in this field and ignore all spiritual matters. But therefore you will also be taken by surprise by the forthcoming events and will be unable to find an explanation if you intellectually search for it. However, the knowledge of my plan of salvation would explain everything to you. The knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation would let you look at everything from a different perspective. And it would awaken your sense of responsibility because your soul's fate after death is determined by your way of life. Then a small improvement could still be achieved, although only a few will take the explanation seriously which is offered to them by knowledgeable people. And therefore I will bring one period of development to a conclusion and let a new one begin. This should certainly be looked upon as a spiritual turning point, yet not as a reversal or a sudden advancement of the soul's development. Instead, it is far more a total failure on the one hand and the creation of new possibilities for development on the other. For that which failed during the old period of development will start its process of development again in the deepest abyss. Hence it will not continue an interrupted process of purification. This is why the time before the end of this epoch is so extremely significant, since it will, after all, shape the fate of countless souls as to whether they live or die. A continued existence of this earth would by no means benefit these souls, because they severed the bond with me long ago. Thus they are entirely without faith and in this state will not make use of the blessings either which could ensure their spiritual progress. Until the end every effort will still be made to save the individual souls, that is, to draw their attention to their purpose, yet they cannot be supported against their will and this will only strives to descend. It only applies to matter which shelters the lowest developed spiritual substances. And I always take the soul's will into account. It shall receive what it desires, and therefore hard matter will become the external cover of that which had already reached the last stage of development on earth. The souls of the furthest distance living creations will be banished again in the creations of the new earth. And time and again this dreadful fate shall be presented to people. Time and again they shall be given the information of my eternal plan of salvation, because it is the time of the end when every person should become aware of the great responsibility he bears for his soul, because he can still use the lost days for the salvation of his soul if he has the will to do so. He should know that an end will come and what this end means for his soul. He should know that there will be no postponement but that it will come true what seers and prophets have announced since the beginning of this epoch of salvation, that the end will come without fail and with it the last judgment, which will decide over life and death, over light and darkness, over reward and punishment, over hell and damnation and paradise and beatitude. Amen.